بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many bounties, countless favors. Amongst those favors, one of the great favors is our tongue, an ability to speak, to express ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Balad has highlighted, exposed it as His great favor. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Heaven, we granted a human being two eyes which is looking and seeing, one tongue and two lips, and then we put the two paths in front of him. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ فَمِنْهُمْ سَقِيٌّ وَمِنْهُمْ سَعِيدٌ. In other place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned there are two groups. One is the hidayati after those who are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are on the right path, as we are begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every rakat of every salah, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. And the other group is misguided, astray. So, and on the day of Qiyamah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to, you know, separate. In Surah Al-Yaseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. On the Yawm Al-Qiyamah, the angel will announce those who were rebellious, those who were sinners, those who committed kufr and shirk, did not believe and reject the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today they are mujrimeen, they are sinners, they must separate from my righteous people, my obedient servants. So these two groups will continue till the Yawmul Qiyamah, and Allah is going to separate them. So lisan, our tongue, is very great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, we have to safeguard and we have to protect our tongue, because this tongue is the one of the means a person can go into Jahannam. If a person utilizes this ability, what is the tongue? It's a piece of flesh in the mouth, right? Even those who are dumb, there are so many. This is one of the things we have to appreciate. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us tongue, and we can speak, we can express ourselves. Those people who are deprived of this ability, of this ni'mah, of this bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at how miserable life they are living. They do have this piece of flesh in their mouth. It's not that dumb people, if you open their mouth, you won't find tongue inside. The same piece of flesh, same size in their mouth also. What's the difference? It's just a piece of flesh. No, my brother. This is the ability to speak. And this only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, if you think and ponder about deaf people, they do have the ear like us, but they don't have ability to listen, to hear. Right? So they do have this tool. They do have this organ, this limb. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has snatched away the ability, the strength, the power to use it. And that's why they are deprived. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has granted us tongue, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us ability to speak. Those people who are dumb, you know, they cannot utter one subhanallah. They cannot say one la ilaha illallah kalimat tawheed. They do believe in it. They are Muslims. They will go to Jannah. But in this world they are not able to utter a single word of Allah, of their own mom, dad. They are deprived of the speech. Right? They are living their lives, whole life they live like that. And they do, you know, they will go to Jannah inshallah if they possess Iman. What I'm trying to say, this tongue is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must think and ponder every single day and appreciate it. Appreciate it and then utilize it in the right way, in the right channel. Utilize it to do good things from the tongue, with the tongue. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us in the Holy Quran, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. O human being, you are not uttering any single word from your tongue, but there is an angel, there is a God who is collecting it, recording it, preserving it, and on the Yawm al-Qiyamah is going to replay your cassette. What you have spoken, whether it was good or bad. Every single word is there in the air. It is not destroyed, it is not finished and perished, it is there. Once you utter your word, that's why Ulama say, before you talk, you must think. You must think and then you must talk. You know, you don't talk and then you regret on it. Oh, what I said, I shouldn't say it. You know, pehle tol fir bol. In Urdu, our Akabirin used to say, pehle tol fir bol. Meaning, first you must wait what you are going to speak, the right words or wrong words. Then you speak out. Once you speak out, it's not in your control, it's gone. Whatever effect will have, whatever consequences it will have, is out of your control now. You have lost the control by uttering the words. That's why in one of the authentic hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned one of the close meaning. Every single morning, all the limbs of the body collectively come to the tongue and request, O tongue, we are under your control. I mean, we are because of you. If you are right up whole day, then we will be straight up too. And if you are crooked, then we will be crooked. Meaning, they are trying to say, please take care of ourselves. If you are uttering some word, you will be protected inside the mouth. No one is going to come and beat you. But our body, like hands and legs and back and everything, will be injured or brutalized because of one single word or sentence uttered by the tongue. If you think in Kundal Roma, say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created our eyes and there is no restriction in front of the eyes. Eyes is open. Our ears is very great bounty of Allah. We can hear and listen through our ears, but there is no protection or safeguard or any gate in front of the ear. But look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anatomically, you know, structurally has put our tongue under the mouth, into the, you know, two jaws, and then, you know, 32 teeth, you know, in the safeguarding and protecting the tongue. It's under supervision. It is under guard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept inside. It's not open. No. Why? Because you have to take care of your tongue. See, you have to take care of your tongue. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyakul khayran aw la yasmut." Whoever believes in Allah and Yawmul Qiyamah, if he has to say, if he has to speak, he must only speak and utter good words. Otherwise, keep quiet, silent. There is no third option. If you want to open your mouth, take care of your tongue, speak the truth, speak the good words. Otherwise, if you cannot do so, please just keep quiet. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, as I recited, "Al-Muslim, man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi." Quality of the Muslim, quality of the believer, sifat of the believer, identity of the believer. What? Rasulullah never mentioned in this hadith that a person will, Muslim is that one who is always on musalla, it doesn't come out from the masjid. That is the Muslim. Or always whole night is sitting on the musalla and praying tahajjud salat, he is the Muslim. No. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true believer is that all other Muslims are protected from the mischievousness of his tongue and his hand. He is a true believer. A true believer cannot be harmful. A true believer cannot be troublemaker. A true believer cannot be controversial. It doesn't cause fitna into the society among the people by abusing his tongue. He's always use his tongue in the right way. Man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Everyone, including myself, we have to think, are we fitting in that category or not? Are we true believer? We are claiming. According to this hadith, how much we are protecting ourselves, our tongue. And just ponder in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prioritized and preferred the word lisan first beforehand. He mentioned lisan, the tongue first, and then he mentioned the hands. Why? Because the harm and mischievousness of the tongue is greater than the harm of the hands. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Right? So lisan first, the tongue first, and then here, then his hand. Right? Why? If you think, if a person when is going to hit someone or beat someone or punch someone, when he is strong enough, bodybuilder or you know, because the strength and power,